אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. Fire investigators are seeing growing evidence that the massive fire in the Jerusalem Hills last week was caused by arson. It was ignited in two different places near Bet Meir, an area that doesn't see many hikers and where no objects have been found that could have started the fire by accident. The Shin Bet Security Agency is assisting police in its investigation into the fire, suggesting there is suspicion of potential nationalistic motives. The huge fire burnt through some 25,000 dunams of forest outside Jerusalem between Sunday and Tuesday. During the 52-hour battle, 200 units, comprising 1,500 firefighters, confronted seven hotspots. Over 2,000 people were evacuated from their homes. Several houses were destroyed. Firefighters had believed that they had managed to contain the blaze on Sunday night, but strong morning winds and low humidity on Monday sent the flames roaring back and speeding towards the villages and towns throughout the hills on Jerusalem's southwest outskirts, prompting the government to seek international aid. By Tuesday, however, Israel said that assistance was no longer needed. One of the most dramatic episodes was the need to evacuate the Etanim Psychiatric Hospital as flames reached the outskirts of the buildings. The eventual rescue of the hospital's patients and staff was undertaken by four police officers who risked their lives to reach the hilltop compound, and they will get medals of honor from Police Commissioner Kobi Shabtai. The rehabilitation process of the area may take many decades. Director General of the Health Ministry, Nachman Asch, announced on Friday his approval to give COVID-19 vaccine boosters to all Israelis over the age of 40. A government advisory panel of health experts made the recommendation on Thursday evening. Also now eligible at any age over 18 are pregnant women, teachers, healthcare workers, staff in nursing homes and welfare programs, prisoners and prison guards, and at-risk groups, including overweight or diabetic individuals, if they receive the second vaccine dose at least 5 months earlier. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, 49, received his booster shot in front of the cameras on Friday. Bennett said that an open Israel was within reach for the coming high holiday period, but we're not there yet. I say this in the clearest possible way. If the Israeli public, if you go out and get vaccinated with the third shot, we will be able to avoid a fourth closure. He urged the population to embrace this unique privilege you have as Israelis. The Health Ministry said it will expand and increase rapid virus testing services after the first day of the new coronavirus restrictions requiring children over the age of 3 to be tested before entering venues resulted in long lines and confusion and left many parents irritated. Among the restrictions that came into effect on Wednesday was the expansion of the Green Pass system, which grants access to venues or events only to those carrying documentation showing they are vaccinated, recovered, or took a negative PCR test in the previous 72 hours. Rapid testing stations, particularly in the central region of the country, were swamped on Wednesday morning by families seeking to have children tested in order to enjoy summer activities, including entrance to swimming pools and hotels. The state is subsidising rapid COVID-19 tests for children aged 3 to 11 who are ineligible for the vaccine, while others must pay. 984 people infected with coronavirus were hospitalised as of Friday evening, including 597 in a serious condition and 96 on ventilators. Early data is showing that the third vaccine shots are beginning to have a positive impact. MK Itamar Ben-Gvir was hospitalised at Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem for COVID complications days after contracting the coronavirus. Ben-Gvir is one of several lawmakers to be infected with the coronavirus in the current fourth virus wave. In recent weeks, fellow religious Zionism MK Simcha Rotman was infected with the virus, along with MK's Gilad Kariv of Labour, who, although fully vaccinated, was hospitalised, Vladimir Beliak of Yesh Atid, Inbar Bezek of Yesh Atid, and Ofer Kasif of the Joint List. Health Ministry Director General Nachman Asch signed a directive on Wednesday ordering schools across the country to allow vaccinations to take place on their premises during the school day, seemingly ending a protracted fight with the Education Minister over the matter. The directive instructs heads of institutions to allow health ministry teams to enter during school hours and administer vaccines to willing staff and to students over the age of 12 who have written permission from their parents to get inoculated. As a result of the directive, Haredi students who have already begun their school year started getting vaccines on Thursday. The framework for operating schools during the pandemic envisions only granting entry to vaccinated or recovered students or those showing a negative virus test. However, the Justice Ministry officials have found that there are legal difficulties in denying children an education because their parents refuse to let them be vaccinated or take a virus test. On Monday, two rockets were fired from Gaza into southern Israel. Yesterday afternoon, at least 24 Palestinians were wounded during clashes with Israeli soldiers during a march on the border fence. Two Gazans, including a 13-year-old boy, were critically wounded by Israeli bullets during the march. The IDF said in a statement that soldiers had confronted hundreds of rioters near the border fence in the northern strip. Alongside tear gas, soldiers used a smaller form of live fire the army deems less lethal than standard-issue rounds. The demonstration took place despite a Thursday agreement that would return millions in Qatari subsidies to the Gaza Strip via the United Nations. The agreement was seen as a significant breakthrough in attempts to strengthen the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Defence Minister Benny Gantz said that he conducted talks with Qatari officials in the lead-up to the announcement of the agreement. A 28-year-old woman was shot dead on Friday night while driving in Ramla, the 71st Arab-Israeli to be killed this year as a result of the widespread violence that continues to plague the community. Police suspect that the woman, identified as Lorin Misrati, was targeted by the family of her late husband, who was also gunned down in 2015. They oppose the victim's decision to leave Ramla with her children in order to move to Haifa after her husband was killed. Police believe the suspect drove past the victim's vehicle, fired at her and fled. An Arab man was stabbed and seriously injured late on Wednesday night by a group of Jewish men near Jerusalem's Machane Yehuda market as he was waiting for a ride home from work. The 19-year-old was hospitalised at Sharei Tzedek Medical Centre with serious injuries. The hospital later said he was in a moderate and stable condition. Police arriving at the scene are investigating a terror motive. In May, a similar stabbing attack took place at the Jerusalem market. The victim, a 25-year-old Arab man, was at his place of work when he was stabbed 10 times by assailants. Prosecutors filed terrorism charges in late May against four Jewish men in connection with that attack. Thieves on Thursday stole a cross from outside the church in northern Israel, where Christians believe Jesus performed the miracle of the loaves and fishes. They pried the iron cross out of the basalt rock altar outside the church of the multiplication of loaves and fishes in Tabcha. George Riverkamp, who represents the German Association of the Holy Land that owns the property where the church is located, denounced the act as anti-Christian. Leading ultra-Orthodox Sephardi rabbi Ben-Zion Mutsafi, 75, has joined the campaign for vaccinations and even restrictions on prayers during the high holiday period, saying they are designed to save lives. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett spoke with Mutsafi on Wednesday and praised him for denouncing vaccine opponents. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.